Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman and Member by Ram Goldar, and today Mezeches Shavuos, Daf Lamed Dalad, the fourth parak Shavuos Eidos.
This parak has been generously dedicated by the Shaiman family, Lezecher Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov Alva Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah.
So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Mashpia Edik Nas Mahu, if one is Mashpia witnesses to a claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabban, who hold Moda B'Kanas V'Achuchach Ba'u Eidim Pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses came afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, the Kanas is identical to a standard monetary claim. Furthermore, according to the opinion on the previous daf that Davar Gormel Mamun K'Mamun Tami, something which likely causes a payment of money is considered like directly collecting money, then Eidim about a Kanas are certainly liable since their Eidus before his admission would have required payment. This question is only according to the opinion that Davar Gormel Mamon is not Kamamon. The question is explained, do we say that since his admission of guilt would exempt him from paying, the witnesses are not considered to be denying testimony about money and are exempt? Or perhaps we say, now at the time of the witness's denial, at least, he has not admitted guilt and their testimony would have required payment. Proofs are suggested from the Mishnah, but deflected. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one tells witnesses, I must be a you, imo savu v'sayidu shani kohen, that you should come and testify that I am a kohen, or that he's a levi, or that he's not a halal, a disqualified kohen, or he's mashpia them to testify that someone else is a kohen, they are not liable. In a braisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain akas medaber el b'tivias mamun. The pasuk of Shavuos Eidos only discusses a monetary claim. Rabbi Eliezer says we derive a gezer shava from the oin, the multiple ors written by Shavuos Eidos from the oin written by Shavua about a pikadon, which is about a monetary claim. Although oin are also written about murder and sota, we derive from pikadon, which similarly as a shavua does not involve a kohen, and not from murder, where there is no shavua, nor from sota, which requires a kohen. The next stuff will explain why we do not derive the gezer shava from Shavuos Bitui. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if one demanded that witnesses testify that someone else is a Kohen, the witnesses are exempt. This implies that if the claim was monetary, they would be liable even where the claim is made by another party. The Gemara objects that the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph states that Eidim are not liable ad sheyishmeu mifiat tovea unless they hear the demand to testify from the mouth of the claimant himself. Shmuel explains that Eidim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, bevo b'harshah, where he comes to base him with a power of attorney authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the toveya. So Rashi points out that harshah cannot be used in the Mishnah's case of one who was mishpia witnesses to testify that someone was ma'anis from a fat to someone else's daughter, because a harshah is not effective for money never previously possessed by the toveya. The Gemara asks that a harsha'ah cannot be written for batalteling and answers that this is only hekud dekafre, where the defendant had denied the claim, which gives the harsha'ah's statement an appearance of falsehood. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks, Mashpia edi kanas mahu, if one is mashpia witnesses to claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabban, who hold Moda B'Kanas V'Achuchach Ba'u Eidim Pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses came afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, the Kanas is identical to a standard monetary claim. Furthermore, according to the opinion on the previous daf that Davar Gormel Mamun K'Mamun Tami, something which likely causes a payment of money is considered like directly collecting money, then Eidim about a Kanas are certainly liable since their Eidus before his admission would have required payment. This question is only according to the opinion that Davar Gormel Mamon is not Kamamon. The question is explained, do we say that since his admission of guilt would exempt him from paying, the witnesses are not considered to be denying testimony about money and are exempt? Or perhaps we say, now at the time of the witness's denial, at least, he has not admitted guilt and their testimony would have required payment. Proofs are suggested from the Mishnah, but deflected. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one tells witnesses, I must be a you, imo savu v'sayidu shani kohen, that you should come and testify that I am a kohen, or that he's a levi, or that he's not a halal, a disqualified kohen, or he's mashpia them to testify that someone else is a kohen, they are not liable. In a braisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain akas medaber el b'tivias mamun. The pasuk of Shavuos Eidos only discusses a monetary claim. Rabbi Eliezer says we derive a gezer shava from the oin, the multiple ors written by Shavuos Eidos from the oin written by Shavua about a pikadon, which is about a monetary claim. Although oin are also written about murder and sota, we derive from pikadon, which similarly as a shavua does not involve a kohen, and not from murder, where there is no shavua, nor from sota, which requires a kohen. The next stuff will explain why we do not derive the gezer shava from Shavuos Bitui.
And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if one demanded that witnesses testify that someone else is a Kohen, the witnesses are exempt. This implies that if the claim was monetary, they would be liable even where the claim is made by another party. The Gemara objects that the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph states that Edim are not liable ad sheyishmeu mifia tovea unless they hear the demand to testify from the mouth of the claimant himself. Shmuel explains that Edim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, bevo beharshah, where he comes to base him with a power of attorney authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the tovea. So Rashi points out that harshah cannot be used in the Mishnah's case of one who was mishpia witnesses to testify that someone was ma'anis from a fat to someone else's daughter because a harshah is not effective for money never previously possessed by the tovea. The Gemara asks that a harsha'ah cannot be written for batalteling and answers that this is only hekud dekafre, where the defendant had denied the claim, which gives the harsha'ah's statement an appearance of falsehood. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed gimel. Our standard siman is a peg-leg pirate. A peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft, which would require the thief to pay kanas, were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates miyuchasim were splashed by a pirate with harshah to make Edim swear for his friend. Once again, slow motion. The peg-legged pirates, that must be on daf lamed gimel, peg-legged pirate. The peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which required the thief to pay kanas, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, mashpia edik kanas mahu, if one is mashpia witnesses to a claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabban who hold modeh b'kanas ha'achar chabo edim pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses come afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, the kanas is identical to a standard monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates miyuchasim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one tells Edim, I must be a you, that you should come and testify that I am a Kohen or a Levi or that he's not a Halal, or he's must be a them to testify that someone else is a Kohen or the others, they're not liable. In a brisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain't a kasmet dabre al betvias mamun. The pasuk of Shmuel say Edus only discusses a monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates miyuchasim were splashed by a pirate with a harshah to make Edim swear for his friend. Which reminds us, Shmuel explains that Edim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, bevoba harshah, where he comes to basin with the power of attorney authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the tovea. So once again, the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates miyuchasim were splashed by a pirate with a harshah to make Edim swear for his friend. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back chazara.
Daf Chavtes, so the Simur Daf Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. The man who made a shvua that he saw a flying cot. Cot? That must be more on Daf Chavtes. The man who made a shvua that he saw a flying cot, which reminds us, the next Mishnah gives examples of a shvua shav. Nishba Lashanos as Yadula Adam. If one swore to contradict that which is known to people, who explains that it's known to at least three people. For example, he swore about a stone pillar that it's gold, that a man is a woman, or the reverse. Another example, Nishba al Davar she'ef sharlo, one who swore about something which is impossible, such as Imori isi gamo shepareach ba'avir, if I didn't see a camel flying in the air. So the man who made a shvua that he saw a flying cot, who wasn't believed when he said he meant he saw a bird, which he nicknamed as cot, which reminds us, Ravina asked Ravashi, why shvua about seeing a camel flying in the air is impossible? Perhaps he saw a large bird, which he called camel, and swore truthfully according to this intent. The Gemara answers, Basupume Azlinan. We follow his words straightforward, meaning, Bo Azlinan Basudaite, and we do not follow his private intent. So the man who made a shvua that he saw a flying cot, who wasn't believed when he said he meant he saw a bird, which he nicknamed as cot, said amen when his friend was mashbiim not to sleep in on cots anymore, which reminds us, Shmuel said, ko ona amen acho shvua, anyone who answers amen after a shvua, kamos shvua bepiv dame, is like expressing a shvua with his own mouth, just like a sota merely answers amen to the shvua of the kohen.
Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes.
During the Rebbe's, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Malamed. During the Rebbe's rowdy Beis Din reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Possible, girls can't give Eidos," which reminds us the fourth parak begins, Shavuos Eidos, the law of the oath of testimony, meaning witnesses who falsely swear they do not know Eidos necessary for a monetary case, Noheges Banashim Bo Banashim applies to men and not to women, nor to relatives, nor those who are otherwise disqualified aiding because of a transgression, Ve'eino Noheges El Beruin La'id, and it only applies to those who are qualified to testify. So, during the Rebbe's rowdy Beis Din reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Puzzle, girls can't give Eidos," and another kid who got caught whispering to his friend claimed he was just trying to be Dan Ochav Schoz, which reminds us of Brisa Darshan's from Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, that the Pasuk teaches, "Have Eidanis Chavercha Ochav Schoz," judge your fellow favorably if you see him doing something questionable. Rav Yosef taught a Brisa Darshaning it, "Am she'itcha b'Torah b'mitzvahs," concerning one of your nation who is with you in Torah mitzvahs, "Hishtadu l'duno yafe," ensure that you judge him well. Rashi explains that Talmud Chochem's case should be judged before his simpletons. So, during the Rebbe's rowdy Beis Din reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Puzzle, girls can't give Eidos," and another kid who got caught whispering to his friend claimed he was just trying to be Dan Ochav Schoz, the boy judges let the boy playing the Tsuma Rabban litigant sit and invited the kid playing his opponent, the Am Haaretz, to do the same, which reminds us, Rabbi Rav Huna said that when a Tsuma Rabban, a young scholar and an unlearned person, are opponents in a court case, we seat the Tsuma Rabban and also invite the Am Haaretz to sit. If he stands, there's no concern.
Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge as the Siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. The judge who is telling a student not to stand next to a witness, to scare a Baal Chov, which reminds us, a Braisa lists 13 activities which are prohibited in Beis Din because they violate Midvar Shecher Tirchok, distance yourself from falsehood, including using false methods to bring about correct ruins. For example, if a teacher tells a student, who knows he would never lie for money, that someone owes him money but he only has one witness against him, the student cannot stand with the witness even silently to give the impression there are two witnesses, thereby causing the defendant to admit his debt. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidos, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machokas about Mushma Mifiatmo outside of Beis Din. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidos, who kept repeating himself, becoming chai for each Shavua when you repeat it once more. In Beis Din, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Shavuos Eidos only applies if the litigant first tells them, "Come and testify for me," but not if they swear on their own. Shmuel adds that even if he was running after them and they swore, they would be exempt. If he was mashbia them five times outside of Beis Din, and when they came to Beis Din, they again denied knowing testimony, they are chai for each and every Shavua. Daf Lamed Beis, so the similar Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidos to determine if the second Eidos was Betoch Kedei Dibur, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if both Eidim denied knowing testimony Bebasachas, simultaneously they're both liable. If they denied one after the other, the second is exempt, since his Eidos would not have sufficed to require payment. The Gemara wonders how their denial could have been simultaneous. Ha'iv Shalot Samson, but it's impossible to be so precise. Rav Chista answers that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi, holds Ef Shalot Samson. Rabbi Yochanan answers differently. The two denials were made b'toch kedei dibur, within the time required for a statement, and toch kedei dibur is kedibur, considered like part of the previous statement, and considered simultaneous. So the scientists in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidos to determine if the second Eidos was Betoch Kedei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidos was a case of Davar HaGor Mamon Kamamon Dami, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanna Kamma says, Mashbia Eid Echod Pater, one who's Mashbia a single witness to testify for him, and he falsely denies knowing Eidos, the Eid is exempt. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon says he's liable. The Gemara concludes that all Tanaim agree that a single witness can only force a defendant to swear not to pay. However, since most people would opt to pay rather than swear, Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon holds Davar HaGorm LaMamon K'Mamon Dami. Something which likely causes a payment of money is considered like directly requiring payment of money. So this witness is considered as having withheld monetary testimony. The Tanna Kamma holds Gorm LaMamon is not like Mamon, so a single aid is not liable for denying aidas. So the scientists in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Adas, the determinant of the second Adas was Betokhedi Dibur, picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Adas was a case of Davar Gormo Mamun Kamamu Dami, but were confounded regarding what to do when someone grabbed a silver bar, admitted he grabbed it, but claimed it was his. Which reminds us, Abai said there is a case where everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his Adas would have required payment, such as the case of Rabbi Abba. A man grabbed a silver bar from someone and the case came before Rabbi Abba. One witness testified to the grabbing and the defendant responded, "Yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed that, which is mine."
All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that anyone who answers Amen after a Shvua, Kamotz Yishvua Mepiv Dame, is like expressing a Shvua with his own mouth? That's on Dav. Chavtas. Good.
Number two.
Which stuff do we learn that Shmuel Zaitis is only liable where the Tobeah himself demands testimony? We discuss someone coming with our Shah. That's on Dav. Lamed Gimel.
Good.
Number three.
Which stuff do we learn how to treat a Tzumah Rabban who's a litigant or an aide? That's on Dav.
Lamed.
Good.
Number four.
Which stuff do we machukz about Mushba Mifiasmu outside of Basin? That's on Dav.
Good.
Number five.
Which stuff to discuss one annulling a shvua after eating the forbidden loaf? That's on Dav.
Chavches.
Good.
Number six.
Which stuff to learn the difference between shvua shvua ochal and shvua shvua chalena? That's on Dav.
Chavzayin.
Good.
Number seven.
Which stuff to learn that shvua zaitis is only liable for a monetary claim and not to testify to someone's yichus? That's on Dav.
Lamed Gimel.
Good.
Number eight.
Which stuff do you discuss one taking a shvua that he will not eat this loaf if he eats that loaf? That's on Dav.
Chavches.
Good.
Number nine.
Which stuff brings 13 activities which are prohibited in Basin because they violate Bidvar Shecher Tircha? Distance yourself from falsehood. That's on Dav.
Lamed Aleph.
Good. Number 10.
Which stuff do we ask what the halacha is if one is mashpia witnesses to a claim for a kanas, a penalty payment? That's on Dav.
Lamed Gimel.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.